thanks to our dedicated cooperative and server network, here's a look at yesterday's weather around the region. This report includes the high and low temperatures, and the total rainfall for the 24-hour period ending at 7 a.m. this morning. Observations from some automated stations are also included in this report. Here's what happened in southeastern and south central Oklahoma. Healdton, high 73, low 43. Lindsay, high 70, low 35. McGee Creek Lake, high 72, low 47. Marietta, high 76, low 41. No measurable precipitation was reported in the region. This hazardous weather outlook covers northern, western, central, and southern Oklahoma, and western North Texas. Day 1, today and tonight. Thunderstorm outlook. No severe thunderstorms are expected through tonight. Discussion. The cool front that moved through the area on Friday has brought dry and stable air into the area. Winds will return to a southerly direction tonight, and low-level moisture will begin to move northward from South Texas. But this moisture is not expected to move into the area to support thunderstorms before sunrise Sunday. Probability table, valid through 7 a.m. Central Standard Time Sunday, March 20th. Probability of thunderstorms occurring in the National Weather Service Norman County Warning Area, 10%. Probability of severe storms if storms occur, less than 5%. Other hazardous weather, note, days 2 through 7, Sunday through Friday. Thunderstorm outlook. Thunderstorm chances increase Sunday and continue through Monday as the low-level moisture continues to increase. The best chances for precipitation will be across the eastern portions of the area. Instability is expected to be marginal on Sunday, but isolated strong thunderstorms could develop. A stronger storm system moves toward the area on Monday, while both instability and shear improve. These conditions could support strong to severe thunderstorms in the eastern part of the area on Monday. There is also a slight chance of thunderstorms late Thursday and into next weekend. Other hazardous weather, note. The next scheduled hazardous weather outlook will be issued at noon today.
Saturday across Oklahoma and western North Texas saw cooler and drier air filter into the area behind yesterday's cold front. The front has moved into central Texas this morning, leaving clear skies and northeast winds in its wake. Early morning low temperatures range from the mid-20s in northwest Oklahoma to the mid-40s in southeastern Oklahoma. At mid-morning, skies were mostly sunny. Temperatures range from the mid-30s to the lower 50s. Winds were from the northeast at 5 to 15 miles an hour.
This is your weather radio station KXI 57 in the Arbuckle Mountains, operating on a frequency of 162.525 MHz. Programming originates from the Norman Forecast Office. Arbuckle Weather Radio is provided by the Ardmore, Carter County, Emergency Management Agency. We make the difference when it matters most. From the Norman Forecast Office, here is the forecast for Ardmore and surrounding area. Rest of today, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s, east winds around 10 miles an hour. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of thunderstorms, highs in the lower 70s, south winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-50s. South winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Monday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-70s. Southwest winds around 20 miles an hour. Monday night, partly cloudy. Colder. Lows in the lower 40s. Tuesday through Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-60s. Lows in the lower 40s. Thursday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 60s. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 40s. Friday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 60s. High fire danger across Oklahoma and western North Texas this afternoon. Although temperatures will be cooler and winds weaker than those seen on Friday, especially over south-central and southeast Oklahoma, a high fire danger is expected this afternoon across Oklahoma and western North Texas. with most afternoon temperatures expected to be in the 60s, and minimum relative humidities in the 30-40% range. Mostly dormant vegetation will help to create high fire dangers. Most winds will be out of the north and northeast at 10 to 15 miles an hour this morning, with a weakening and gradual turning to the east and southeast during the day. Some locations across northwest and west central Oklahoma may see southerly winds late this afternoon increase to around 15 miles an hour. Fire weather conditions will improve this evening as temperatures cool and humidities rise. On Sunday and Monday, much more critical fire weather conditions are expected, mainly over western Oklahoma and western North Texas, as temperatures and winds increase. Caution should be exercised to prevent the start or spread of wildfires, which could result in the destruction of grasslands, forests, livestock, and property. Be responsible and dispose of used cigarettes properly. You are listening to Ardmore Weather Radio, and here are 11 a.m. weather observations. At Ardmore, it was sunny. The temperature was 57 degrees, the dew point 28, and the relative humidity 33%. The wind was northeast at 10 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.06 inches and rising. At Oklahoma City, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 49. The wind was northeast at 9. At Atoka, it was sunny. The temperature was 54. The wind was north at 12. Observations from around the region. It was sunny, with a temperature of 41 at Wichita, Kansas, and 52 at McAllister. At Lawton, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 53. It was partly sunny, with a temperature of 45 at Tulsa, 64 at Dallas-Fort Worth, and 56 at Wichita Falls. Once again at 11 a.m., at Ardmore, it was sunny. The temperature was 57.